Jack, you took the Stanley Cup champions right down till the end there. Had some good chances in overtime to, and right before overtime to win it.
Yeah. I mean, we did some good things. Obviously, it's a really good team over there, and it's a big point for us.
Talk about your goal, the second goal coming up ice. Is that just natural ability? Does anything go through your mind, or is that just your natural ability coming through?
Their D just opens his hips there. Obviously, you know, just the way they play their system, they push you to the outside and almost skate forward at you. So I was just trying to get back to the middle of the ice, and, you know, I thought I saw a little hole over his glove, so, you know, shot it. It's yeah, you know, power play comes up big for us, gets three goals tonight.
This is the type of game that shows this team's identity, your team. I mean, you're down a defenseman, you still battle the entire way.
Yeah, I mean, obviously we stuck with it. It's, you know, it's a really good team over there. And, yeah, I mean, we're down a defenseman, and, you know, they put a lot on us. I mean, you know, they're not the Stanley Cup champs for no reason. They have a lot of really good players over there, some guys that are going to go to the Hall of Fame. And, you know, I thought we did a lot of good things. Hutz made some huge saves for us. You know, one in overtime, and you know, we had a couple chances to win it. We weren't able to capitalize, so just get ready for Boston tomorrow.
What was working on the power play for you?
I just thought we were moving it well. I thought we were taking what we were, you know, what we were. I thought we were taking what they were giving us, and you know, we obviously were able to come up with a couple loose pucks there, and you know, regain possession. And I thought that everyone chipped in.
Jack, this is the first time as a captain you've had to deal with something like this with the suspension of Patrick Berglund. Yep. How will the players look at that when and if he's back?
Well, I mean, I think right now, obviously, we're just limiting our focus to on ice. We have a big game coming up, and obviously we had a big game tonight. So I think the you know, the message to the guys in the room was just focus on you know, our task at hand, and that's playing hockey games and obviously management. And you know, everyone else working for our team will handle that situation, and you know, we'll just continue to worry about the product we put on the ice.
Yeah, you know, as a group, you guys have already been through a lot. Does that kind of show you that there's really nothing to worry about in that case? I mean, 10 game winch, just a potential distraction. You know, you guys have been through a lot as a group.
Yeah, whether I mean, it's no, I mean, I think obviously the guys in the room just stick together. It's important for you know, like I said, it's important for us to just worry about playing. You know, this is a really big stretch for us right before Christmas time. So, you know, whatever's going on away from our locker room, obviously he's not here with us. So that'll be dealt with, you know, by management and obviously, you know, Jason behind the scenes. That's their thing to worry about. And for us, it's we're playing Boston at 5 tomorrow, and it's a big game for us, a divisional game. So we're going to get on a plane, go there, and worry about that game. And, you know, everything else will take care of itself. We're worried about the guys that are in the room right now.
Jack, are you getting a sense for the respect around the league you guys are earning with the way you're playing in games like this and battling? And
yeah, I mean, I think our compete came out there in the third, and, you know, some guys stepped up, made some big plays for us. Obviously, we only get a point out of the game, but thought we had a chance to get two. And, you know, you really can't, you know, you can't let this one hang over your head for too long. Obviously, we're playing less than 24 hours, so we got to get to Boston, get ready to play another really good hockey team that beat us up pretty good at the beginning of the year.